This is an Asian Pop Radio podcast. Hear more by subscribing to Asian Pop Radio on iTunes or head to asianpopradio.com to see more.
Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio and our Asian Pop Radio podcast. Late last year, our girl Shaz was in Korea and got to speak to former 24K member Dubit. We've spoken to him on Asian Pop Radio in the past. Shaz has basically just put up a YouTube video with her conversation with Dubit. Her questions weren't in the video, so I'm going to present it to you in podcast form now and relay some of those questions as Dubit gives his response to those questions. So please enjoy.
Hi guys, my name is Tabi, and I am a singer-songwriter based in Korea.
So you were recently in a drama. Were you able to learn new skills?
I haven't done anything big with acting yet. I made a couple cameos, I had a few lines, but then nothing big yet. Acting is something that I learned because I wanted to kind of explore that realm and kind of have it especially support my performance. Because it's, you know, it's very related in some way or another. You know, you bring up the emotions and then you express it through music when you perform, and it's something similar in that sense. And yeah, it's something that I'm still kind of exploring. I still don't know what I'm really gonna do with it long term, but you know, it's always good to do something new. You know, I always feel like I want to learn something, and I always want to improve myself and be the best version of myself for my fans.
How is it different?
It's very different in the fact that they weigh different things. So different things are important. So for instance, breath support and intonation, those kind of things are all important, both singing and also acting as well. But in acting, it's actually traditionally a different route. I know this might sound weird, but it's a different route that you let out your sound, which is the best. In acting, they actually want you to push it like deeper than they would normally for singing.
Where do you see your music life taking you?
I think I want to have like a very comfortable life with my fans and like comfortable relationship with my fans. Like the size of my fans is less important than I guess the journey of how I want it to be. And you know, I've been struggling with my image on what I want to, how I want to be presented as, especially with like the saturation of like Korean K-pop. You know, it's like a big thing now. And like when I started, it wasn't that big. And yeah, I mean, I love K-pop for what it was, but then I think along the way, I've lost myself once or twice. You know, I've tried the idol thing, I've tried company things, and I'm still in the process of finding my image. But at the same time, I don't want to deprive my audience and my fans of my music while I try to perfect myself. So one of the things that I always decided to do, that I'm determined to do, is no matter how, you know, little or how, you know, not complete I feel like I should still keep showing my audience where I'm at, because it's not about, you know, being perfect. It's about the journey on where you're going with your music. And I feel like that makes it a more fun experience, you know, like then trying to like shine and then disappearing, but to, you know, constantly show where you're at with your music evolves, how you evolve as a person. So that's kind of like my main goal as an artist, to kind of grow old with my fans together. Yes, for sure. Once again, you know, K-pop is something that I started out as because I love K-pop, but then I realized that my fans love K-pop as well, but I realized that they are also a lot more diverse than I expected them to be before I started into Korea. You know, I thought that I would be in Korea, do Korean music, and then it'd be like a strictly Korean audience. Because, you know, it's just K-pop, and K-pop wasn't globalized at that time. But I realized that there's like such a big world out there, and so many like crazy fans that I could never have imagined myself even being intertwined with. I never in my life would have thought, because I'm a very comfortable person, I'm a very homey person, and when I settle, I like settle down and get a little bit too comfortable. But having gone to India and having gone to, you know, Mexico, Philippines, you know, Europe, and like all over the world, like it's really opened my eyes to like a complete new market and new relationships with new people. And it kind of gave me like a thirst for wanting to explore, and not for the sake of spreading my music, but just to, I guess, you know, life's short, you know, it's too short to live in one place. And while, you know, K-pop people, they're here preparing so much stuff, I would rather be out there, you know, going to different countries and meeting my fans, even if it's big or small. My goals for spreading my music, I think it's just to make the world a better place. It's simply that, you know, in a selfish way, I might say, I just want to be happy. You know, I want to be happy. I want to do what I love. I want to make like a semi-living with doing what I love as well. But then it's a completely different thing when you share it with people. And I think that's, once again, with the international fans, where I fell in love with. And being able to share something so intimate, which is my songs. And as a singer-songwriter, you know, you write your own personal songs. And it's a very nerve-wracking thing, knowing that your song's going to be out there and judged. But, you know, I think going overseas and seeing such overwhelming response has really, yeah, kind of given me the confidence to keep going with that.
In our interview with Dubbit, which was just after Halloween, we asked him, what has been your scariest experience?
Well, I love scary movies. I really love, like, me and my friends used to watch it in elementary school. When my friend's parents were gone, I would go to his house and watch it. But funny thing is, I think my house is haunted. My house back in Ohio, the basement is haunted. It's definitely haunted. But not in like a bad way. I don't think the ghost is threatening. It's good. But I definitely feel like there's something there, because I've had some paranormal activity going on in the basement ever since I was young. And my friends, who I've never told about this experience, have confirmed, because the basement is a guest room. And yeah, they've had some creepy experiences as well. It's so scary when those kind of things happen. And oh my gosh. But yeah, like, I'll just leave it at that. It's like, it's really creepy, but some things that shouldn't have been singing were singing. Yeah, yeah. In the middle of the night, if I wasn't singing, I feel like I would have taken a very traditional path, because, you know, my brothers went down a very, very difficult but very financially safe path. And I think my father would have wanted the same for me, but, you know, seeing that my passion was somewhere else, I had to fight for my passion, and it led me here. But if I wasn't, I honestly probably would have never gotten the guts to do anything else. So I probably would have been doing like a very like white collar, you know, just office job. And then maybe if I got like a little bit rebellious, I might have explored cooking a little bit more. Maybe.
Do you have any final words for your fans?
First of all, thank you for supporting me all this time. I know it's been a long time since I put anything out, but I promise you something is big is coming very soon. I'm super excited about it. I've been preparing it for like this whole entire year, but you know, I'm just waiting for the right moment, and it is going to be very soon, but I would love to come to Australia. I've heard some great things about it. I hear about Australia every single day, almost. Thank you once again, and hopefully I'll get the wonderful chance to meet you guys. And yeah, please support my next project that is coming up, and I'll see you guys soon.
You're a really good sport, Dubbit. You said you were going to perform a cover for us. What are we going to hear today?
The song is Eyes, Nose, Lips, Num Koip, and it will be a Konglish version, a Korean English version. So enjoy. But you broke my heart, and now I gotta do what I do. You know you always bring out the best in me, but you play me like a fool. Why you do that, babe? It doesn't have to be this way. You know I want you to stay. 'Cause your eyes, nose, lips remind me of the good times and how we almost had it all. And it's slowly just killing me now. Like a knife, you stab my heart a thousand times. Now I can feel it deep inside. And I never wanna let it go. You've been is all that I have.
Thanks for listening to our podcast with Dabitz, K-pop superstar. And if you do want to see him in the flesh, you can go to our YouTube channel. I seem to be struggling with that today. Just look for Asian Pop Radio. And don't forget to subscribe because we are posting a heap of videos at the moment, including our weekly wrap around Asia, where the Asian Pop Radio team give you our thoughts on what's worth checking out across Asia. We review Singapore, Malaysia, Korea, Japan, so many things, even indie music. Do follow us on our podcast, subscribe, and also subscribe to YouTube. And don't forget to download our app for Asia Wide Hits 24/7, our radio app, free app on iOS and Android.
You've just heard an Asian Pop Radio podcast. Hear more by subscribing to Asian Pop Radio on iTunes or head to asianpopradio.com to see more.